Good morning, everyone. I'm Yan. I'm from Taiwan. And this is my first time to do the presentation in ISHS conference. So quite a little bit nervous. So now I'm going to talk about the effects of dehydration on water uptake and post-harvest quality of lilies. So as we know, lily is a very popular and a very beautiful flowers with different types and various cultivars. And it is a major cut flower worldwide. And in post-harvest procedure, there are several factors affect post-harvest longevity of cut flowers. And water is one of the most important factors affecting post-harvest longevity. So during post-harvest handling, it is common that flowers become dehydrated. So we want to know, does dehydration really affect post-harvest quality of cut lily? Because we know maybe lily is a little bit tolerant to dehydration, this kind of situation. So this is my preliminary experiment. To answer this question, we designed different dehydration duration after harvesting cut lilies. There were three cultivars for this experiment: Nashville, Sorbonne, and Santander. We harvested lily 1 to 2 days before first bud opening, and then we trimmed cut lilies into 65 centimeter and removed the button leaves. It's around 15 centimeter in the button. Then we treated those cut lilies into different dehydration duration before pressing into vet solution. So the treatment is 0 hour, 8 hour. Why there is no? I want to show the pointer. Sorry. Okay, it doesn't matter. So it's for 0, 8, and 24, and 48-hour dehydration after harvest. And there are 10 stands per treatment. After dehydration treatment, I pressed the cut lilies into vet solution, which contains 2% sucrose with 70 microliter Clorox per liter. And before I pressed into the vet solution, I recut the end of the cut lily stems. It's around 1 centimeter, so just a little bit. And the environmental parameter in growth chamber is 20 degrees Celsius and 15 micromole per square per second for 12-hour photoperiod. So now let's see the result. This picture is Nashville, the cut lily Nashville. And we can see the left picture. I took this picture after 48-hour dehydration. So we can see it's very obviously that the cut lily lost turgor. However, after I pressed the cut lilies into the vet solution for 1 day, so after 24-hour rehydration, the lily can restore turgor and open flower. So it's very interesting. We want to know how much water uptake is needed for lily to restore the turgor again, restore its life again. So here is the water uptake per day for three cultivars. As I indicate the green arrow, so you can see the the pink and purple color of the line is for 8 hours and 24 hours. So we can see the cutlinis can rapid absorb the water after dehydration, and the shortened dehydration for 8 and 24 hours had higher water uptake after 24-hour rehydration. However, unlike the Nashville, Sorbonne and Santander has a lower water uptake for 48-hour dehydration treatment. So will this decreasing water uptake affect vast life and individual life? That's the question we want to know. So let's see the next table. So this is the data for the Nashville. As we saw the figure in last slide, the water uptake in 24-hour rehydration, it is more for dehydration treatment, such as the 8-hour, 24-hours, and 48-hours dehydration treatment. It increased more than 20%. However, for cumulative water uptake in 9 days, it decreased almost 30%. But for individual flower life and vast life, there is no significant difference. But if we see the last one, the 48-hour dehydration of vast life, it decreased 2 days compared to controls. The measurement of vast life is between the opening date of first bud to the last to the wilting date of the last bud. So I have 4 buds, 4 flowers per stem. So and for individual flower life, it's from opening date to the wilting date of flowers. And the measurement of opening is when the tips of tepal opened, and we can see the center, we can see the stigma. So for Santander, it is similar to Nashville. We also can see after dehydration treatment, the first day of rehydration, the water uptake increased more than 50% and even 100%. It's almost double. We can see the 48-hour dehydration treatment. It's 24.9 milliliter compared to 12.5 milliliter in the controls. However, in the cumulative water uptake in 9 days, it's decreased for 48-hour dehydration treatment, but it's only 7.2% decreased. As for individual flower life and vast life, there is no statistical difference among treatments. So this is the last cultivar, Sorbonne. And it's a little bit different with Nashville and Santander. We can see the 8-hour and 24-hour dehydration treatment. The water uptake in 24-hour rehydration is a little bit more. It's 31 to 47% increased. But if you noticed the 48-hour dehydration treatment, the water uptake after 1 day rehydration, there is no difference compared to controls. It's only 20.6 milliliter compared to controls. It's just almost the same. But for cumulative water uptake in 9 days, it is decreased. And the longer dehydration duration, the more serious decrease for the cumulative water uptake. So it's from 111 milliliter in controls decreased to 52 milliliter in 48-hour dehydration treatment. However, even the cumulative water uptake decreased, but we still didn't get the different significant difference for individual flow life and the waste life. Even the data didn't show significant difference for flow life and the waste life, but actually we still saw the obvious changes among treatments. So you can see the 0 hour, it is our controls. The 0 hours, the flowers opened very big and the color is very, very colorful. But for 48 hour dehydration treatment, it is still open, but the diameter of flower is much, much smaller, and also for the coloration of bud, it's pale and lighter. So the longer dehydration duration, the more serious for flower diameter decreased, and also for the coloration is worse. So in conclusions, cut lilies apparently have an ability to substantially recover from the dehydration problem and restore uptake of water. Even the dehydration treatment can increase the water uptake in first day of rehydration, but the whole period, the total water uptake over a 9 to 10 days, it was significantly less than non-dehydrated controls. So in short, dehydration reduces long-term total water uptake and reduces post-harvest performance. Thank you. Yes.
Why did you decide to use a base solution that was sugar and Clorox rather than a commercial lily bulb base solution?
Because the 2% sucrose with the Clorox, it is easy to get, and that is very common to use, even for housekeeping. I mean, even for consumers. So that's why I use it. Yes. I didn't remove the pollen, and before I press into, after dehydration treatment, and before I press into the vase solution, I recut the end of the capillaries, and it's only 1 centimeter. And I didn't repress the vase solution during the experiment, but because the lily can uptake water a lot, so I add the new vase solution every day. I keep the amount, it's the same. So every tube is around 100 millimeter every day. Yeah. Any questions? That's it. Thank you so much.